After David HaMelech teaching us to appreciate the sun with its light and energy, the water in the atmosphere, the winds, the clouds, everything that was set up perfectly and exactly in the right amount necessary for our life. Now we're looking down into the earth itself. Yosad Eretz al Mechoineho Baltimot Oilum Void. He set up the world in a specific, exact position so that it will never collapse, it will remain forever. And there's many, many things, like we're saying, in the wonders of the world, how Hashem set everything, whether we, the need of the proper gravitational force to keep the earth in its right position, the position in respect to the sun, position in respect to itself. And if things wouldn't be exactly the way they are, they'd be off, and either would be too close or too far from the sun, which would make life impossible, or the earth itself would collapse. But Hashem made everything, like we said, an exact measure which is necessary for our life. There's another point of the way the world is set up. One of the things that contribute to the heat of the world, to the existence of our planet, is the core, in the center of the earth, tremendous intense heat, atomic reactions going on constantly. There's enough matter in there to keep the world going for as far as we can imagine. According to scientists, many, many billions and billions of years, which we won't need it for that long, but it's there. You can rest assured things were set up in a fashion that the energy needed to keep the world, the planet going, is there. If we wouldn't have that energy, which is constantly being created, then once again, the world that we live in will be too cold to live in. The magnetic field around around planet Earth would not exist. We wouldn't have that special protection that we need from dangerous rays and particles coming in from outer space. Even the Earth itself from the inside was set up perfectly designed so we should have exactly what we need for our life. And like we're saying, when we look and we pay attention to it from every direction, everything was orchestrated from the center, the core of our Earth, to the sun over 100 million kilometers away from us, to the ear, to the rains, and the winds, everything was set up in exact form to give us life. And we have to realize that everything in life is exact. And what's happening in our personal lives is also exact. And when we have the good things, we thank Hashem. That's why we have every Shemoneh Esrei 3 times a day. Pay attention before you say Shemoneh Esrei. What happened in the last 6, 8 hours of my life? There's something good. Thank Hashem. There's something challenging. Turn to Hashem. That's what He wants us to do. The more we turn to Hashem for our needs, for the needs of Klal Yisrael, the more Yeshuas we will have, the more we will feel confident and calm that we're in good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if there are challenges, we'll get past them. We're going through the parshas of Avraham Avinu. Look at the challenges he went through. And he was always steadfast, clear. I know what to do. Nothing deterred him. Nothing made him afraid because he had that clarity. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all zeicher to deeper clarity and the peace of mind and the wonderful life and the siyata shemayim that Mitzvah Hashem will come from it.